The successful application will provide for 3 special education tuition rooms and 2 special education classrooms. And this is funded under the additional school accommodation scheme. And look, this is great news, community, and hopefully work and procurement can be advanced as soon as possible, and that it won't be any huge major disruption to pupils in the classrooms, and work can get started by the end of 2024. And look, I visited this school on numerous occasions, and I'm absolutely delighted for the parents, for the pupils, and also the management and teachers in this school. And Chinloch is a town that's seen a large increase in the population, especially over the last 10 years, and this will be a great benefit to the community and indeed to the school. And I just want to congratulate the school principal, the board of management, on their very, very successful application, and I wish them every success.
And it's always great to see funding for something that is for children with additional needs, that, you know, it's not something that would have been funded years ago, perhaps, in this region, but it's something that's very much at the front now.
Well, there have been huge advances in education, and indeed special education tuition rooms. And again, it's up to the management and the staff to put in these applications, and I'm delighted, as I said, in departments they want good governance and they want data, and in this school you have it in abundance. And again, I congratulate them on a very successful application.
And an important aspect of funding schools is that it's kind of two-pronged. It's for now and it's for the future.
It's for the future, and as I said, we've come an awful long way. And as I said, governments and departments can provide the funding and the assistance, but it's really the community when they come together to put in a robust application, an application that has good governance. And I'm absolutely delighted that on this occasion that government and the department are able to assist them in this at this time.